Accession number 23228, Real 12.
Professor Hugh de Wardenaar, Real 12. What happened regarding dental health?
Dental health, we were lucky. We had a few dentists about. And in fact, I had one filling and one extraction, I remember. They had a drill which they peddled. I suppose an army issue peddle. And how much problem it was overall, I don't know. I don't remember people going about with dental abscesses or problems and being worried about them as if... So I assume that they were dealt with. Though there were very few dentists, but they tended to be in the biggest camps, and those are the ones I was in, so I was lucky.
People didn't lose their teeth because of the...
I don't remember that, no.
Was sanitation the vital thing in the camps?
What?
Sanitation.
Oh, latrines. Yes. Well, as we were an army, we were very well up in this. We knew what to do. We knew how to set up cookhouses. We knew how to dig latrines. We knew we were... That was our job, living outdoors and doing that. Latrines consisted of a big trench about, about 4 feet wide, about 10 feet deep, and about the length of this room, about 15 feet long, over which was bamboo with holes. And a seething mass of maggots. So that when you woke up in the mornings, as the dawn was coming up, all these blue bottles, it was a remarkable sight though, and noise. The dawn brought them out, and they hung in the air, thousands of them, bzzz, but still, absolutely still, for a certain time. Then away they went to their business, you know, presumably feeding here and making people sick and so on. But for a while, at dawn, they hung in the air, waiting. The dawn was quite one of the exciting times sometimes. These very tall bamboos, I mean, I don't know, 40 feet, which lean over in a very graceful way, and with the sun coming up behind them so that they're black against the orange of the sun coming up, and then a monkey climbing across it. Monkeys, yes, we had a few monkeys about, particularly in Tarkanoon. They were called wawas. I don't think that's their proper name, but they were known as wawas. And during the monsoon, on the other side of the river in the deep jungle, you'd hear these poor things going, oh, 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 oh. Well, we didn't feel all that happy ourselves. And to have this background, I don't know if they felt as miserable as they sounded, but it was the most depressing noise. That's why they were called wawas. Yes. So, sanitation. We were always on a river or a stream. The water had to be boiled for drinking. The cookhouses consisted of these huge, what do you call these things that people cook in now? I mean,
little big cauldrons.
No, they're called.
Oh, barbecues.
What?
A barbecue.
Well. Barbecue is a flat thing, isn't it?
Yes.
No, this is a thing shaped like that.
Oh, like a wok.
Wok, that's right. But they're huge woks. You know, you have about a ton of rice in each one. But they're very efficient. They're very good. And make a fire underneath. And I talked about the wood, of course, to supply. So we had, what other sanitary things? We had when the cholera epidemic turned up, of course, we had to make certain all the food was covered all the time because there were a lot of flies about. And I think everybody did that quite well. We had plenty of leaves, banana leaves, to keep the food covered at all times. Nothing much to be done about malaria. Not everybody. I had a mosquito net. There were large mosquito nets for a long time, but most of the mozzies got in on them, and then they were full of bed bugs. I've mentioned how one got rid of bed bugs, or tried to, and took the slats away and put them over a fire. The mosquitoes just went on biting. I was very lucky. I had my mosquito net. I kept throughout, I think. That was the last thing that I didn't jettison it in my own. But you could hear this noise outside the mosquito net at night, this awful buzzing. And people without mosquito net just sat, you know, just stung.
Could that lead to ulcers? You know, the fact that they would pick the bites.
No, the things that led to ulcers, well, is that apart from the ulcers of the bamboo scratching your leg and the tropical ulcer, the main other one was the scabies, the scratching of the scabies. That was terrible. If the person was carrying diphtheria in their nose, which you can do without suffering from diphtheria, you're not sick, but you're carrying it, and you have scabies, and you scratch away and have lots of these little baby excoriations, and you suddenly infect all of them with your diphtheritic bugs from your nose, you now have a huge area of diphtheritic infection. Whereas in your nose, it wasn't causing any trouble. Now it's. I mean, if you put it all together, it might be 3 or 4 square inches, a large amount. You know. So, yeah.
And your research, you know, the papers you managed to bring home, your very precious papers, which of course were buried and then retrieved, have these been important? Have they led to a lot of advance, medical advance?
Oh, I don't think. No, they clarified a point. You know, I think it was a brick in the wall of knowledge. I mean, I don't think it was a pillar. No, it was a pillar at all. But it proved beyond any shadow of doubt that condition, Wernicke's encephalopathy, was due to B1 deficiency. But that was suspected before, but not proven. And I would say that what I did, in the circumstances I found myself, was able to show that, to prove it. So I suppose that's something.
Were you given recognition for that work when you came back?
Not for the work. Well, I think having done the work was what helped me get a job. I was lucky to get a job at Thomas's without any trouble.
I believe you were awarded an MBE, is that right?
Yes, yes.
What was that for?
Do you know, I never looked at the... I think one can go to the War Office or wherever it is and find out what the... But I've never actually...
And that was for your military, right?
Yeah, yes, that's right. MBMLY after it, yes. No, there was no presentation at the palace or anything. It came through the post, you know. Very nice.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Professor de Wardener, for telling me so much about your war experience. Thank you.
Well, it's been great fun. Thank you.